Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And just to finish up on that last one before we go to the lines, the minimum wage that I earned in 1965 would equate to almost $9 an hour now. And even worse, in 1968, they raised it. And if you equate it to now, the minimum wage in 1968 adjusted for present dollars is over $10 an hour. And so we've gone down. The minimum wage has dropped almost 50% from 1968. And everybody's yapping and going, oh, this is terrible, going to 15, baloney. Baloney. We should not be subsidizing Walmart and Amazon's payrolls by letting them pay peanuts, instructing their employees on how to apply for Medicaid and food stamps, and then have Walmart and Amazon, not Amazon as much, but Walmart attack Democratic politicians for enacting Medicaid and food stamps. We're going to the lines. Steve of Delafield, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Matt and Evan. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I want to talk about something that happened about 6 months ago. It was like 2 days after Donald Trump said that he was pulling our troops out of Afghanistan. Every news outlet in America started reporting that Putin was putting bounties on our troops to kill our American troops in Afghanistan. And it was like solid 6 months of Putin is killing our troops. Putin is killing our troops. You know, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, you know, every news organization. So and they said that their source for that news was the U.S. government. You know, last week, nobody's talking about Putin killing our troops. What happened was that the CIA retracted that story. It was a lie. So what I'd like to say is that the CIA, it's so easy for the CIA to lie us into wars. You know, how after they start talking about Putin's killing our troops, we started sending our ships over there and moving more weapons over to Ukraine. You know, we're going to go to the brink of war with Russia because he's killing our troops in Afghanistan over a lie. You know, it's the same as a lie that, you know, babies in incubators in Kuwait, where we attacked Iraq the first time. The second time we attacked Iraq was because of weapons of mass destruction. And then, you know, same thing with Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin, and we killed like 4 million people over in Southeast Asia. So my point is that when the government starts spouting propaganda like that, you know, take 5 steps back and start thinking about what they're saying. You know, that didn't pass the smell test with me when they started talking about Putin putting bounties to kill our troops in Afghanistan.
Right. Okay. You've raised some very profound points. Let me just kind of hit them one at a time because my generation does go back to Vietnam. You're absolutely right on Vietnam. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution, frankly, was a fraud. There was some skirmish, and Lyndon Johnson got us into this thing. It is also true that the so-called weapons of mass destruction didn't exist, that Iraqi war was wrong. And when we went into Iraq, what happened was Iraq is largely a Shiite country. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. That means a lot over there. But he basically ruled the country. He had a Christian foreign minister. And basically, there was an uneasy coalition. When we went in and killed him, the Shiites took control and started to murder Sunnis. The Sunnis had to leave the country, and guess what? They became an outfit called ISIS. That's what they are. That's what happened. When it comes to in 1991 and 90, when we went into Iraq the first time, George H.W. Bush had April Glaspie, our ambassador to Kuwait, tell Saddam Hussein at some conference that if he went into Kuwait, that there would be no consequence. He was baited to go in. He went in, and of course we then hit back at him. And there's been a lot of things like that that have gone on. Now, let me turn now and address Steve the issue of the bounties. There is no question that somebody put on a bounty. let's put Putin aside for a second. There's money traced that ended up in large amounts of cash with the Taliban that was traced to a bank in Russia, okay? So there's that. The question was it Putin? And originally, people, I think, put a couple of things together. One thing they put together is Putin has killed people, right? He killed a guy. He directed the murder of a guy in London. He directed the murder of a guy in Berlin. And the fact is, in Bulgaria, their method was, and I'm not kidding you, I've been to Bulgaria. It's a very nice country. It's not wealthy. A lot of people don't have cars. They take the bus. Their target gets on a bus. Guy sits next to him, takes his umbrella and stabs him in the shin with it. And of course, there's poison on it and he dies. So that kind of stuff's gone on. Now, my read on what happened in Afghanistan is that money from a Russian bank account did go to the Taliban, but tracing that to Putin himself was basically based on inference. In other words, nothing goes on in Russia that doesn't have Putin's blessing. Well, you know, Russia's a big country. And yeah, it is very possible that somebody else, some other autocrat, somebody else, some Afghan Taliban outfit got a Russian bank account to launder it through. All that's possible. But when it comes to the CIA at the time said that it had, quote, low to moderate confidence in the intelligence, low to moderate confidence. And the press did report that, but people got whipped up into a frenzy. So I think low to moderate, let's just say it was not Putin. Somebody else got access to a Russian bank account. But let me go beyond that. And the question is the integrity of the CIA, as opposed to the KGB, which now has a new name, and I forget the name. I've known people, friends of mine who serve in the CIA. These are excellent people. They're honest, they're patriots. I don't think it helps this country at all to attack the CIA and the FBI. They are doing their best. They're trying to keep communist spies out of this country. They're trying to keep jihadists out of this country. We got to stand with them. These are our friends and neighbors. The adversaries are the KGB. The KGB are bad. They're very bad. Very, very bad. They conduct murder operations abroad. And you can argue whether or not Putin, you know, basically approved every one. Putin clearly approved the one in London and Berlin. So, but you make a profound point, and I want to publicize that. Steve has a point of view that's different on many issues, but attention has to be paid to that. And that is that in the past, when the government issues something, take it with a grain of salt initially. That's what a democracy is all about. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution, Lyndon Johnson had been a better president. I am not a fan of Lyndon Johnson. He'd been a better president. He would have dealt with the Gulf, you know, the Tonkin incident, the attack, you know, very low level attack, and kept our ground troops out of Vietnam. Dwight Eisenhower would have. Dwight Eisenhower saw more combat than Lyndon Johnson. I'll tell you that. Dwight Eisenhower was president. And then suddenly the French in Dien Bien Phu, the French were in Vietnam, 1954. They're getting overrun by Viet Cong. They say to the United States, help us out. And Dwight Eisenhower said, France is our friend. France is our first ally. But I am not putting American ground troops in Asia. There are a lot of Asians and there are not a lot of us. And so we're not doing it. Now, if Lyndon Johnson had been the general that won the Second World War, like Eisenhower had seen combat, he would have had a different story. But Lyndon Johnson was a professional hanging around the corridors of power in Washington, and he made a mistake. George H.W. Bush did wrong by having April Gillespie tell Saddam Hussein, if you go into Kuwait, there'll be no consequence. He went in, of course, we beat him back, and it drove up George H.W. Bush's approval ratings. He ultimately lost to Clinton, and we destabilize the Middle East. George W. Bush goes into Iraq again, partly in my view for vengeance, because Saddam Hussein and those people had said they would like to assassinate his father, George H.W. Bush. I'd feel the same way, but I wouldn't commit troops over that. They say there's weapons of mass destruction. The international inspectors hadn't gotten done with their report. There were no weapons of mass destruction. The entire Middle East got disrupted by that. ISIS was created. Iraq was marginalized into a Shiite pathology, basically. Yeah, and Steve is right about all that. Every time the government says something, in a democracy, it's not that you don't believe them, you inquire, that's all. You inquire. And by the way, Evan points out the new name of the KGB is the FSB. The KGB was so bad and had such a pejorative attached to it, they had to say they're now the FSB. And once they become known as murderous thieves themselves, which they are, then they'll come up with three other initials. And remember, there are 26 letters. And if you want combinations of three, you multiply 26 by 26 by 26. So they can go on a long, long time before they have to change their letters again. Long, long time. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
Are you tired of the big lie and the Republicans still telling it? Are you tired of governance for the corporations and not for we the people? Are you tired of the gerrymandered maps and the politicians picking their voters? Support the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. Help them change Wisconsin for the better. Give directly at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com or buy the beer and swag where 5% of all profits fund their unique Northwoods, Wisconsin political activism. Help them buy billboards, place radio ads, and make good trouble of all sorts at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com.
Jimmy, everyone finally went home.
Did they run out of brats and beer?
No, but they did need some sleep because live music is back.
Double dipping infected everyone. Our plan worked.
Double Dip with Jimmy K and Rocker
on Max Inc. Radio
every Saturday at 6 p.m.
Local music, live performances, interviews, and Max Inc. Heavy.
Excellent!
It's on Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights.
Rocker, they're back.